I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Today there were developments in a political corruption lawsuit being brought against Bozeman Republican State Representative Art Wittick. John S. Adams is covering this for the website montanafreepress.org. John S. Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
You're welcome.
So let's start with some background. Who filed this lawsuit and why?
Jonathan Modell, the Commissioner of Political Practices, who is the state's top political enforcer. This is one of many cases that the commissioner has pursued against a series of Republican lawmakers stemming from the 2010 Republican primary election, in which these lawmakers used the services of a third-party group, Western Tradition Partnership, and then later American Tradition Partnership. This case centers on whether or not Art Wittick illegally coordinated with these third-party groups. Modell will try to make the case in court that not only did Wittick get these services at below cost or at no cost, but that he didn't disclose that he was getting these services.
Both sides in this lawsuit, they've been filing motions with the courts for a long time now, and the trial itself is scheduled for the end of this month. But there was testimony before a judge today. Why?
Judge Dayton here in Anaconda assumed the case last month, and he's been going through the motions in this case, which date back to 2014. Today, what we heard was testimony over a series of motions that were filed over the last month regarding whether or not somebody in Commissioner Modell's office deleted the emails of a former Commissioner of Political Practices employee. Julie Steeb testified today that there should have been emails that would have shown that Jonathan Modell had a bias against Art Wittick.
And this is Julie Steeb. She's a former investigator for Political Practices Commissioner Modell?
Correct. Julie Steeb resigned in October of 2013 without really any notice. When we came into the courtroom today, that was the argument that the evidence had been destroyed. And the evidence in question were these emails that allegedly had been deleted from Julie Steeb's email archive upon her leaving that office. Today, after hearing testimony from both sides, Wittick's defense team backed off that motion and instead said, we're going to withdraw our motion to dismiss this case, but instead we're asking the court to force Modell to produce those emails. Modell's team argues that they already have provided those emails.
Modell and his attorney, even before the testimony today, they accused Wittick's defense team of making those charges basically just to make Modell look bad. Is that right?
Yes. Modell's legal team argued that all of that is nonsense and is basically just an attempt by Wittick's legal team to paint Modell in a bad light. What they've asked is that the judge sanction Wittick's legal team for making these allegations. And we thought we were going to see some fireworks regarding that motion today, but it didn't really turn out that way. It was a pretty uneventful discussion as far as that went today.
Julie Steeb testified and Commissioner Modell testified, but we didn't hear from Art Wittick today, right?
So Julie Steeb testified, and then we also heard from Modell, who testified that not only did he not delete the emails, but that Julie Steeb's statement that Modell had told her that he wanted to get Art Wittick and people like him out of office, he denied that. And in fact, specifically, he said, Julie Steeb would have been the last person I would have said something like that to, quote, because I don't trust her. And then at that point, we expected to hear cross-examination from Wittick's legal team, but he did not. And Wittick was not present at today's hearing.
By the time the testimony was over, did we learn anything new, or are we still both sides just standing by their accusations?
I don't think we really learned anything new today. I think the judge got to hear from the individuals involved, and I think that's important because he'll make a determination himself as to, I think, believability and what he's going to allow and what he's not going to allow. So on Thursday, they're going to have their final pretrial conference where the judge is going to make some ruling on these motions and kind of lay the groundwork for what he will and will not allow.
So today's arguments were all about setting up the actual trial itself, which is coming at the end of the month. And that trial is to determine the outcome of a lawsuit. What are the potential consequences of the judge's decision one way or the other in that lawsuit?
So the bottom line is when this thing goes to trial, it'll go before a jury of Lewis and Clark County jurors in Helena. And what's at stake is whether or not Representative Art Wittick broke Montana campaign finance laws. Mr. Wittick could be barred from office in Montana.
The lawsuit in question here, this is Modell versus Wittick. Modell filed the lawsuit against Wittick?
Correct. But one of the really important motions came from Wittick's side. and that motion was that this court doesn't have jurisdiction of this case. The argument that Wittick's attorney made today was that there never has been an official complaint against Art Wittick, and that Modal, by himself, does not have the authority to file such a complaint.
What's the next event that you're looking forward to learning more about this case?
I'm looking forward to Thursday because that is when the judge will rule on many of these motions and presumably set the course for this trial, if in fact there will be a trial. That was the big question raised by Wittick's legal team today, is whether or not this judge even has jurisdiction in a case like this. So we'll know a lot more on Thursday.
John S. Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
John S. Adams is the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. You can find a link to his coverage of this lawsuit at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.